Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
He's a former Brewers pitcher. You can hear him on his podcast, Buses, Benches, and Baseball. It's time to hear from FanDuel Sports Network Brewers analyst, Tim Dillard, as he joins Wisconsin Sports Daily, served up by Wendy's, broadcasting live from the 1250 AM and 105.7 FM, The Fan Studios, powered by the Pottawatomie Sportsbook.
You know, if you want, I can probably work with our production guy and maybe have him send that song over. And then every time, you know, you talk on the air, the music starts, Tim. I think that would be good. Because Sean goes, let's talk with our guy, Tim Dillard. The music starts playing underneath you. I like that. I think that's a good idea.
It's a great intro. In fact, it's honestly too good for me. So I just applaud whoever put that together to make me feel that important. Because powered by Wendy is great.
Yeah, yeah, it's good stuff. I like it too. Follow Tim on Twitter at Dim Dillard. Let's talk about the Brewers and where we are. So tell me about the, because we haven't really dove into this that much either necessarily throughout the course of the year. So Danny Jansen, we played that highlight there. He hits the home run. How important of a role is that backup catcher throughout the regular season and now into the postseason, where he's probably not going to play outside of pinch hitting off of the bench, but the value that he brings to a clubhouse and how important that role is?
Well, I mean, you can't have just one catcher, and you can't have a guy that's been, you know, catching a ton this season and William Contreras, who is banged up. You got to have someone that knows how to handle a staff. And so when the Brewers made the move to go get Jansen, they went for a guy that they know could fit into a clubhouse, could help the pitching staff. And I think the bat part of it is just kind of a bonus, right? They're not relying on their backup catcher to carry an offense. That's, I don't think any team's doing that. But the guy can hit. Hey, anytime you see a guy wear no batting gloves in the batter's box, yep, you need to look out for those guys.
You know, the other thing about this is that lineup, Tim Dillard, and what we've been seeing here. Do you know, do you think, is this kind of Pat Murphy kind of giving us a preview of kind of how he wants to play this lineup, how he's playing it this week? Because Christian Yelich back in the leadoff spot, and we talked about this yesterday, I'm not a big Christian Yelich in the leadoff spot guy. I'm more of a Sal Frelick in the leadoff spot guy and let Yelich be in the middle of the lineup. What are your thoughts on kind of what Pat Murphy is doing here down the stretch?
Yeah, I got no idea. I think, honestly, what he was trying to do, just in my opinion, was do something different because they were kind of struggling. They weren't doing well in St. Louis. They weren't scoring a lot of runs. And then they go to San Diego and they trying to piece it together. And I don't think the lineup and the way he used pitchers and things like that is going to reflect what they do in postseason. I think the upcoming Reds series is where you're going to see. If I was Pat Murphy and the whole staff, if you're putting together a run for the postseason and you have that first round bye, then you have to sit around for 5 days, I would play the last three games of the season, the last series, as if it were the playoffs. I would have my A lineup out there. I would have my A pitchers out there. in the right situations and play to win no matter what, because you have 5 days to chillax. So why try to rest guys? You know, instead, I would be ramping up big time. But at the same time, someone like Freddy Peralta or Quinn Priester, some of these guys that have a lot of innings, maybe they don't throw 7 innings or 5 innings. Maybe they'll only go 3 or 4. But outside of that, I think you're looking for an A lineup coming against the Cincinnati Reds.
The one thing they have been doing is giving guys extra days of rest here and there, inserting the Zimmermans and Patricks of the world to give guys an extra day of rest here or there. How beneficial really is that to that pitcher this late in the season, that one extra day?
Yeah, I mean, they actually pulled one on everybody yesterday just because Quinn Priester was supposed to throw, and yep. They were like, nah, we're going to throw Chad Patrick, who had already pitched on the road trip and did well again. And that way they're kind of hiding Quinn Priester from the Padres. And, you know, as long as they knew that and could schedule bullpens accordingly, like we didn't know that. We didn't know that on the show. We're hearing sound from Pat Murphy on the postgame. And he's like, oh, yeah, by the way, Quinn Priester.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices. At your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
He's not going to throw until the Reds. Yeah. Well, like what? Like no one knew, which I like. I think it's a great idea. You know, why show off Priester to the Padres if you're going to face them, you know, in 10 days? So, yeah, great idea. Glad they went with that. But the chance to showcase some of the other guys. I think Bruce Zimmermann was good. I think he kind of got a rotten end of the stick getting designated. Hopefully the Brewers can keep him because they've been trying to solve
they
that could've. Left-handed
Atlanta
starter.
The Braves claimed him.
Oh man.
Yep.
Well, that's just, you know what? This is over. I'm
sorry.
Bummed now. No,
I ruined Dillard's day after that great open. Golly,
ruined it. But it's not so much rest, I would say, as it is to very scheduled. Like there'd be no reason to throw in the Padres series anyway. Throw Abner Uribe back to back, or Jared Koenig back to back, or back. You know, guys going 3 days in a row. Guys throwing multiple innings if they don't have to. It's probably more for the bullpen than anything else. And then when your starters, if they get an extra day or whatever, then you start limiting their innings. That's about it.
Sorry, with Tim Dillard, FanDuel Sports Network, Brewers analyst. Follow him on Twitter at Dim Tillard. The idea of this Brewers pitching staff as we sit here right now, knowing all of these guys that are hurt, that are trying to make it back for the divisional series, right? So you've got Quintana, McGill, DL Hall, all these cats trying to get back. But there's not going to be rehab outings. None of that is available to you right now because of the minor league season and how that ended up. So from that perspective, how much can you really ask a guy to go out there and pitch, whether it be to start a game 3 or coming out of the bullpen to pitch innings out of the bullpen? I would assume you kind of have to have kid gloves, don't you, or no?
Well, you know, you can also add, you know, Brandon Woodruff to that list, Logan Henderson.
Yep.
Logan Henderson was actually in, I think, DL Hall as well. We're in Arizona throwing their bullpens. So there is baseball being played as far as if they need to face live hitters, it's probably going to be in Arizona. And then the guys that are in Milwaukee, just from past experience, being a part of the 2011 team, just because you're not active for that series doesn't mean you're there. You're not there. Like, I was getting ramped up facing hitters just in case we went to the next round in 2011.
Really?
So there's going to be pitchers. Yeah, there's going to be pitchers throwing on the field, throwing live batting practice against guys that aren't on the roster, you know, on the that particular roster for that series. So guys are getting at-bats and guys are getting pitches thrown. So, yeah, I mean, they're simulating all of that kind of stuff. So the biggest piece out of all the pitchers that are injured right now, I think the biggest piece is going to be Trevor McGill.
Agreed.
Just because of the off days that you have in the NLDS. Like, it's game off day, game off day, game. So there's going to be plenty of rest there as far as starters. So I wouldn't worry too much about that. And then I think the next one, maybe if you can get Woodruff back, great. If not, hopefully Quintana. But I really like D.L. Hall, too. If you have D.L. Hall in the bullpen just for an inning, I think that plays as well.
Do you think there's a chance, because we were talking about this yesterday, too, that that ends up being a bullpen game, possibly in game three, if Quintana's not ready, to where, you know, all of a sudden it's Ashby and Mizorowski and those guys and Gasser, maybe. Those are your three guys you throw in game three back to back to back?
Maybe. I think that's a real possibility right now, just because what we saw in San Diego, they weren't sure what they were going to get out of Bruce Zimmerman. So they had Mizorowski in the bullpen. He had spikes on. So that tells you that there could have been a possibility of him getting in. Saw Chad Patrick, wasn't sure if he was wearing spikes or not. And then after, you know, they only used, what, two pitchers in that game, suddenly they don't feel like they have to push anything for the next day, and Chad Patrick gets to start. So they were doing a just-in-case type of atmosphere in that series, and that may be what comes about when you're talking about game three on the road, because you could throw Gasser an inning or two. I thought Chad Patrick was outstanding. He would be good at starting a game. Tell him you got one time through the order, then bring in someone like Mizorowski, sure. Or maybe you want to bring in a lefty. Hey, you got one inning, max effort, like, let's go. And I think you piece it together like that, it'd be really good. Here's what you don't do. I don't think you try to save Aaron Ashby. Let Aaron Ashby be the guy that you can insert at any moment in the game one, game two.
Like Hayter.
Because if you suddenly go, okay, well, I'm going to save Aaron Ashby, and maybe he's going to start game three, or maybe I'm going to put him out there in the, you know, to bulk relief in game three. Suddenly you are putting game one and game two at risk.
That's a great point. He is Tim Dillard, FanDuel Sports Network Brewers analyst. Follow him on Twitter at DimTiller. Next time we talk, we'll have a better idea of what the Brewers are going to be doing when they start the divisional round on the 4th. So they play the 4th, the 6th, then they go to wherever they're going on the 8th. If they need a game 4, it'll be on the 9th, and then a day off, and then they come back to Milwaukee to play essentially on the 11th, if that's how this all plays out in the divisional round. Tim, thank you so much, man. I appreciate it.
Yep, thanks, Sparky.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim and you get emotion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved, home protected, bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
Make every day a Disney Plus and Hulu day and get everything you love in one plan. Start your day with Monday Mayhem and watch episodes of Bob's Burgers. How about a Touchdown Tuesday with the hilarious new comedy, Chad Powers? Or a Whodunit Wednesday with high potential and everyone's favorite amateur sleuths in the hit series Only Murders in the Building? Maybe you're in the mood for a thrilling Thursday. Grab some popcorn and stream huge blockbusters like Marvel Studios' Thunderbolts on Disney+. Or get caught up with the most enthralling news on what you need to know. Gather the fam for a Flashback Friday and binge all episodes of Modern Family or Grey's Anatomy. So, discover something every day on Disney Plus and Hulu. It's the movies and shows you love, every day. 18 and up only, offer valid for eligible subscribers only, terms apply.
StreetEasy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way, House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow, Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.